KCHHL. KABZW Harbor Springs.
This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa testing your antenna. AEMP testing your antenna. This is Alpha Delta 8 Mike Papa testing the RH77CA whip on the Alpha VM32.
NAWRO WABTV.
NAWRO Richmond, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I am not having breakfast on Sunday. I am on my way to Robert.
All right. We'll copy that there, Brian. Sorry we're going to miss you. Apparently going to be a pretty big turnout, but I'll probably get a list of names just to, you know, keep track of who's all coming. Totally optional. Nothing really to do with the group, just kind of loosely related. But appreciate the heads up. I'll let Wally know. Brian, if you made a last, I missed the last. I'm looking at the dashboard, getting close to the threshold. Try again. NAWRO, back over to WADPD.
All right, I will let you go. I just wanted to let know, or somebody know, and I'm just going to enjoy myself this weekend. WADPD, I'll be clear on your final, sir.
Copy that. Last was loud and clear. You have a good one. Appreciate the heads up. NAWRO, I will be clear as well. Stay safe, Brian.
W-A-R-I-T.
This is Kate Wayne.
K8YNU, this is NAWCB. Good evening.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. It went well. Kind of scary because I didn't have a lot going on. So either tomorrow is going to be horrible or, I don't know, or today will be horrible.
Yeah, I get you on that one. Boy, those types of days, it's like, what's going on here? Yeah, hopefully, if not tomorrow, or if it does start, it'll start when you're walking out the door tomorrow night at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. But, yeah, I couldn't complain. It went pretty well today. How was your day?
Yeah, we're doing pretty good here. Did some book work here today. Took care of some things that way, and did some more sorting out. Got rid of the four boxes of mom's clothes. Kind of bittersweet, but hopefully somebody can use them, and that's what's important. But other than that, not too bad. I've been outside a couple of times. Might take a walk here in a little bit. We'll see.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day for a walk. It's a good time to get out and about and enjoy the warm weather.
Yeah, exactly. It's nice to see the sunshine, and it's nice. A little breeze, but at least it's a little bit warmer than it's been being. I got a little chill heat there last night, but all good. It's definitely been a beautiful spring day out there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was a little cold, but it wasn't too bad. We had the house set to about, probably have it set to about 68, so it wasn't horrible. But I didn't wake up at 3 o'clock today, so that's not too bad. I slept in a little bit. I slept in until 3:30.
Well, I'm glad you were able to do that. That's good. I'm glad you got a little bit of extra rest. I don't know what it was last night. I had kind of a rough night last night, but it's been far and few between, so we'll see how tonight goes. Like I say, I woke up, I was a little bit chilly, and you know, hey, it was just one of those things. Got comfortable and went back to sleep. It's like just tossed and turned quite a bit, but all good.
Yeah, you have those things once in a while. One of those things just your mind either won't shut off or you just can't get comfortable.
Getting WCB, yeah, that's comfortable again, and had enough covers on and that, but it's just had them. You know, whether we just needed to put it to rest and think about it when I got this morning, but it's all good.
Yeah. Well, hopefully get some sleep tonight. That's one thing I find that at least if I have a bad night the night before, I try to get a little bit better success sleeping, and hopefully it'll be a little bit warmer in the house for you tonight.
Yeah, that's it. I'm sure I'll sleep a little bit better tonight. I think I was kind of thinking about the day ahead, just some chores I had to do and just chores I'm not used to doing the other side of things that Mom used to do. So just kind of getting more familiar with it. And, get into a pattern, get into a routine, and it'll fall into place.
Yeah. You'll get comfortable, or, you know, you'll get comfortable at it, get used to it there, and like I said, it'll all come together. But, all right, work, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time, you know.
Yeah, that's it. And I'm thinking about, I know I've got to run out and I'm going to get a couple parts there for the mower and get it to get the oil changed and get the spark plug changed and that and, you know, those types of things. Once I get that squared away and know I can get the mower going this year, I think I'll feel a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, if you need help, you know, let us know. Sure, I can put Zach to work, or I can put Mike to work.
I'll definitely keep that in mind. Like I say, I'm hoping to get that old lawnmower running there this year again. I'm sure it will. I don't think there'll be a problem about it. It just, you know, like I say, just anxious and shouldn't be that way, I guess. I don't know why I am, but it's just a lack of trust on my part.
That's all right. Everything will work out. I don't think that whole lawnmower will have a problem to start. I think it'll start right up, and I think it'll be good to go this year.
Yeah, you're right. Like I say, it just kind of meshing everything together, and it'll fall into place there. So just kind of planning things out, and we'll just kind of see how it all falls into place.
Yeah, for sure. So we got the set coming up here in a couple of weeks.
NAWCB, yeah, I was kind of wondering how that's going there. How's the planning?
Okay, what do you do? It's going. I've got a scenario right now. So I'm going to submit it to First Advantage. You can kind of see what their thoughts are and do some tailoring and tweaking and stuff like that, but I think it's going to go well. Got a little bit of different, you know, some different plans this time, so it should be good.
I believe there was a station that might have been trying to get in. I don't think you were making it through, but your identifier came up numerically. Go ahead and try it. No copy at this time. That'll be great. Like I say, with the county staff assisting with the process. Like you say, it could be some interesting scenarios or interesting twists with it.
Gee, when you, yeah, it's going to be good. It's going to be good. We're going to have a couple of different platforms that we may activate a couple of different things. So yeah, we'll see. I'm hoping it goes well.
Yes, I'm sure it will go well. Like I say, it takes a lot of planning behind the scenes and see how the scenario plays out and then work on the after action of it. What's good? What's not? What is our strengths and what's our weaknesses there? And I think that will work out well.
Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
Good day.
Hello. I was just wanting to see if it actually works from over here at M53 in De Quinder, and it seems like it does. It's a 10-watt handheld.
Yep, you're hitting it. You're loud and clear.
Thank you. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec.
No problem there, Darren. Have a good night. Enjoy your evening. 73 is good.
Yeah, 73, see you there, Darren. Yeah, you had a good signal over here, definitely loud and clear at this time. But anyway, yeah, I think, the set is good that planning it out. It sounds like Wayne and Oakland County are really gearing up for it as well. So, I'm sure it will be in good spirit, and it'll be a good scenario. NAWCB.
Hey, Wayne. Yeah, it should. It should. Are you wanting to do what you've done in the past as far as participation, or are you looking to do something a little different this time?
I'm comfortable doing what I've been doing. I'd rather stay fixed here at this location, if at all possible, and if that's how I can help out, that works great for me.
Okay. Yeah, I think we can accommodate that. Shouldn't have any issues there. So that's probably what I plan on doing there, Dad.
That sounds great. Yeah, we'll make sure. The radio's charged up here, and we'll be ready to go and see how it unfolds. Definitely testing those various modes of communication.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. Definitely start, looking at WinLink and that tool there, so that's a good possibility of use. So,
yeah, it's good that the nets, and we've had our recent nets, that there's been some WinLink exercises and that. I just, I don't have anything since then, but just seeing some of the chatter there on Discord and that. It's good. It's good. I think, again, a lot of the other counties, they have, both of them have dedicated nets there for their WinLink use and are very active in it. So I think it's good that we are pursuing that avenue as well.
It'll work out well. I'm glad that the guys have orchestrated a little bit of practice. So. It'll be good. I'm looking forward to it, looking forward to the opportunity to try things out, kind of show things off a little bit. So it'll be good. So, well, then I'm home, so I'm going to head in here real quick, kind of get some things together, and then I got to head back out. The kids are going to youth group tonight, so I'm excited for them. But appreciate you coming north with me and the good conversation, and if you need anything tonight, don't hesitate to reach out.
I appreciate it. And the same goes here. If you need anything, let me know. But yeah, thanks for the ride along, and enjoyed the conversation tonight. Yeah, I've got to go check. I think my neighbors might have been at the door, but we'll see what's going on. But anyway, hope the kids enjoy youth group tonight, and hope you enjoy your evening. And we'll keep our fingers crossed there on tomorrow for you at work. But anyway, tell everyone hello. And 73 is an 88 to you and the family. And we'll talk again soon. And NAWCB will be clear on your final.
Sounds good, Dad. Sounds good. 73s and 88 to you and mom. G8YNU.
KFA, ATC. Looking for a radio check.
KF8ATC, NAWRO, Richmond. Tim, you're coming in loud and clear up here.
All right, I appreciate it. Tim, I think I've seen your name pop up. I've talked to you before. I was trying out the handheld here. I was trying out an antenna. I only have it about 10 feet off the ground. I was trying to find out what band coverage. I've done some tests. It was good for 2 meter 440. And just seeing how it was working.
Yeah, whatever setup you got there is doing good. I just switched over to the dashboard, and you're like a native 89 on the RSSI, so that's really good. Coming in on the Mount Clemens.
All right, I copy that. I appreciate it. Got a really good match on it. Just got the cable stretched out. Got the antenna on a tripod. And say it's only about 10 foot up. Sitting in the driveway. So just something I might mount. I have a fiberglass one up there, but I think that aluminum will last a whole lot longer than the fiberglass.
Yeah, I say so too. And, of course, I got to get out. Weather switches, get to the antenna work, do maintenance, just to double-check all the connections after that winter we had and the freeze-thaw. You know, the rain comes down and freezes, and I did have a GMRS one up there, and that's got to be shot by now. I got to take that down and try to do something else, or maybe I won't even replace it. I'm not really sure on that, but I got my diamond, little short diamond vertical that's up about the same height yours is right now, and it seems to do okay, but I do want to get it on top of the house this summer, so it'll be more like 3 stories high once it gets on top of the top roof. So.
I copy that. Well, it's supposed to be pretty nice next week. And by the weekend, 2 or 3 days, it's going to be at least at 70 degrees. Well, that's not too bad. I got a tower I'm going to try to put up. I got to put some paint on it. It's not aluminum. It's galvanized. Or I think it's galvanized. Painted up at about 40 foot tall. So I got to see how much concrete I need to put in to keep that thing held up. It's a summer project.
Yeah, the best time to do the antenna projects out there in the summer. I'm going to try to get a head start this year. Not to let it slip by like I did last year, but I think I like to put this little one in the attic just to have a secondary backup for, you know, the Skywarn work that our guys do. And then I'll get a more of a primary one on the top roof. I'd love to put a tower up, but lots here, they got regulations where it's, you know, got to, the setbacks got to equal the height of the tower. And, you know, I got a tall enough house that I think I can make a chimney mount work anyway.
I'll copy that. Well, I got 3 other antennas here for HF. I'm not sure which other bands they cover. That's why I got my tripod out here. I put each one together and put the meter on it and test them and see what the band coverage is. But I'm looking at least getting 2 of them up. I do have a second story. I even thought about the chimney, but I have like a double chimney. It's pretty big. Not sure if I could put a rotor on that and have 2 antennas hanging off of that chimney that would work or not. But check the local regulation. They say I just need a permit. Give them some money and then it's okay, I guess.
I copy that. Wish you good luck on that antenna project. And let's see. We're talking 6:30 now. I got a 7 o'clock net I'm going to try to get ready for. So I do appreciate the QSO, Tim. Always know your call sign from the old days over with Jack on GMRS there. You have a good one, and I'll listen out. November 8th, Whiskey Romeo Oscar. Back over to KF8 ATC.
Hey, Tim. Appreciate the QSO. Thanks for the check on the radio. Maybe we'll talk to you another time. Appreciate it, 73s. KF8 ATC. We're going to be clear for now.
KF8 VIC.